Hey, this is Tony from In Theory, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal on Classic 1220.
He's bold, he's sexy, and he's a drummer. This is the Industry 45 Podcast Show with SCN.
All right, here we are. Tony Covino in the house. Well, not really. He's on the phone. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Shane. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Of course, you got the band In Theory. You and I have spoke before a few times, and Mike and I have spoken before a few times. It seems that every time I talk to Mike, though, he's at an airport. He must fly around a lot. I don't know. Where are you right now? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in New York. That's where I live, and actually leaving tomorrow because we have a show in West Dundee, Illinois at the Rock House.
Well, that sounds pretty sexy. You know what else sounds sexy? Is the House of Blues in Chicago, which I know you played not that long ago. I was watching some of the video. I've never been there, but I heard so much about it. Give me what that experience was like, because it looked really cool.
Yeah, no, it was definitely cool. I mean, I wish I could have seen more of Chicago, because I've never been there before. But we kind of, you know, you drive in, you got to check in, you got to, you know, do your thing and then get up on stage. But yeah, I mean, it was really cool, and it was kind of surreal for me, because, you know, seeing that House of Blues logo behind us on stage was very cool. But it was a great club, great people. People who worked there were amazing. So, totally great experience, man. It was definitely something to remember.
You know, they say that part of being successful is doing something, basically keeping your obedience in the same direction. Just keep plugging along, and that's what In Theory does. You know, you guys put a little bit of music out, you play some shows, you put a little bit more, you know, other music out, you play some more shows. You got some great people. You play with Angel, I know. What is the secret, before we get to the single, World's on Fire, for a band like In Theory? Because really, there's the two of you, right, as the band. Although, I love your drummer. I don't know if it's the same guy, but he's pretty rock and roll and killer. But what's your way of finding success in a very, very busy world of music right now?
I mean, you know, Mike and I have this philosophy that we just, you know, like a boxing terminology, we just keep jabbing, right? So We're just always doing something. Either we're playing shows, or we're recording new music, or we're doing podcast interviews. But we're, you know, in this day and age, you constantly have to keep moving and moving. And yeah, we've been fortunate enough now where we're hooking up with the legends, Angel, going out on tour with them.
Right.
Which we're excited about. But, you know, if you don't do all those other little things that we did 5-6 months ago, it would have never gotten to that point where we got that opportunity. So we just take everything at 100% and we just keep plowing through. I mean, you know, listen, it's times it's scary, you know, you just gotta keep moving on.
And you guys do a great job of it, like I said, and your latest single, World's on Fire. First of all, when I saw just the title of it, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, because the world really is on fire, I think sometimes. Tell me about the single, about the lyrics, and I presume that Mike produced it, and it was probably done in Alabama at Muscle Shoals, but I'll let you speak to the song itself and maybe the lyrics. Really, I call it like a slow burn. Like, it just kind of, the whole song captures you right from the beginning, and I don't know if it's the megaphone or whatever you're singing through, but there's a cool vibe going on, I guess is what I'm saying. So just tell me about the single.
Yeah, it's just the way this song came about, yeah, Mike sent me the, you know, the basic tracks of the rhythm guitars. I don't even know if we had real drums on it at the time, but he sent me the premise of it, and I just heard this, I heard that, you know, syncopated tempo to the verses, and I just thought it was like, you know, rhythmic as well as spoken and singing. So I kind of attached to that, and then, you know, kind of the words, you know, fell out of my mouth when I was tracking the scratch vocals on it. You know, basically, you know, it is what it is. For everybody, it's different. But, you know, you see, you know, it's a very confusing time right now in this country. And sort of like those words talk about that, but they don't necessarily pinpoint anything. It could mean something different for you or someone else. But, you know, we all can't deny that the country is in a little bit of a, you know, change or whatever it is. And sort of like I wanted to get that expression out there.
Well, you definitely did. Was this done at Muscle Shoals again?
Well, it was recording and mixed in, you know, produced in Muscle Shoals, but I sang everything in New York. at the studio here, and then I flew the stem tracks over to Mike.
I understand. That makes sense. I wanted to tell you, because I've not spoken to Mike since I've been there. I was actually in Alabama in November of last year. I didn't go up where Muscle Shoals was, but I was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, watching Crimson Tide football. And I remember thinking, I want to get a car, but it was pretty far from where I was to drive up to see Muscle Shoals. But it was like an hour and a half or something, if I remember. So, but yeah, it just seemed like a really cool thing to do. Interesting, when I was speaking to your publicist there, and she said, you know, what do you think of the track? What would you say about it? And this hasn't come out yet, but I said, did someone say rock is dead? Because clearly they haven't heard the latest In Theory. And what I love about what you guys do is keeping the energy of rock and roll. You've got a unique sound to you guys. Your vocals are off the charts. They have been since the first time I've heard them. Are you going to keep putting out these singles as you're going along and then just kind of see what happens? Or are you putting more of an EP together or something?
Yes. Yes to both.
Yes
so
to both.
Actually, what I'm feeling is, yeah. So World on Fire right now is the single that, you know, that's out right now. And I think we're starting to creep up in the charts with it, you know, thanks to people like you. And but we are doing an EP, and the next single that will be released is called Promised Land. And the name of the EP is called Promised Land. So, yeah, we're definitely after, you know, because it's a singles world, but we still like to record an EP's worth of songs or an album's worth of songs, because we're still kind of old school like that. We you know, a single, you only get a little taste of what a band can do, and it doesn't really show you all the colors. So we want to show people all the colors. So we'll keep releasing the singles, but if you want to buy all of it, you can, you know, buy the EP of Promised Land. It'll have Worlds on Fire. It'll have the new single Promised Land on it. And it'll have some other songs that we haven't released yet. So we're kind of trying to do both.
Have you guys talked about what it's going to look like, let's say a year from now? Or again, is it just keep throwing those jabs and, you know, like you just said, putting the EP out? But has there been a bigger picture? I don't know what that is, whether it's a tour with a larger audience, but again, you're playing with Angel, or going to be playing with Angel, right? So that's pretty cool.
Right.
But how far do you guys talk about in the future? Is it just, this is the next couple of months, this is the next year? I'm just curious to know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we always have, you know, we always have our goals, or if you want to call it what we really want, is to, you know, obviously do bigger and bigger shows, you know, in front of more and more people. And, you know, in this day and age for a band like us, it would be, you know, right now to open up for a larger band, like we have a great opportunity coming up with Angel, which, you know, we're so thankful for. And hopefully that can continue, and then maybe get on with another band that we can just get in front of people and let them see us live and, you know, maybe meet us and stuff and slowly build our audience. But, you know, we just take it one show at a time. You know, I mean, so, you know, sometimes you got to play in front of, you know, 25 people, and sometimes you're playing in front of 5,000 people,
right?
You know, but you got to do each show like it's the same, you know, and that's our philosophy.
You know, you as a singer, you've been doing this a long time, and a couple of names I want to ask you about that stand out, me being a drummer, Vinny Appice and Rod Morningstein or Morningstein, but Rod played with Winger, I know, and he played with the Dixie Dregs, I think, or there was another band in there he played with. And Vinny, just talk about what you did with them, because I'm, you know, a big fan of both of them. I did a few interviews with Vinny and his brother over the years, so.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for Rod. I know Mike has done stuff in the past with Rod, but, you know, we did, actually, the song we just talked about that's coming out next in the EP is Promised Land, and Vinny is on that track.
I thought I saw that somewhere. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was intimidating for me as a singer, because we all know that Vinny played with Dio, you know.
And I know.
You know, Dio's like, you know, Mount Rushmore, you know. So I was intimidated, because I'm like, oh, he's going to hear me sing. And, you know, he's so used to these amazing vocals and, you know. But, you know, luckily enough, he thought I was good enough, right? So, you know, we did Promised Land. And actually, you know, if you're a drummer, my first cousin is Joe Franco, who's kind of a well-known drummer, who's friends with all these guys. You know, you know, so Joe and Vinny, and actually Vinny's brother Carmine, they're all like in a drummer's community. So, you know, we've done stuff with Joey before, obviously. But yeah, it's surreal, you know, to play with people who played on songs when, you know, we were kids listening to. It was pretty amazing. So it was a great opportunity.
You know what they say, as you're growing up, you have these heroes that you look up to and you listen to, and then you keep, you know, working hard and doing your thing. And then one day you meet them in person, and that's pretty cool. And then another day you get to jam with them or record an album with them. And then you look back and think, how did that even happen? You know, I totally get it.
Yeah. And that's the way it is. It's like, it's not even like you, like for me, it's almost like, oh wow. Yeah. I keep forgetting, you know, that's Vinny on Trump. Like, you know, like, you know, how did that happen? You know, but, you know, you just kind of keep moving along, right? And then hopefully, you know, we can, you know, maybe do more with Vinny. You know, Vinny's got a great band, Last in Line. You know, we'd love to play with them, with Vivian Campbell, which I know is a hero of Mike's. You know, awesome. So it's like all this, like all this stuff is really cool and it's very exciting.
Well, I think that as we were growing up, and I think, I don't know, I'm going to be 55. We got to be close to the same age or no? I'm not even sure. Are you way younger?
Yeah, I'm close.
Okay.
I'm not way younger, but I'm close.
But, you know, by this time, all these bands and these artists that we were listening to, and I'm thinking they would have been long gone. But, like, whether you mentioned Vivian Campbell and so many great bands that are going out on tour still that, you know, owned the charts in the 70s, and they're still rocking and rolling, eh? And I'm sure for you, you're thinking, man, I'm going to have longevity doing this. I'm going to be, like, 80 years old. I'm going to be, like, Tony Orlando playing at the casino somewhere when when I become old, right? So, but I've told you this before. You have a great vocal. You do a great job. Mike is super awesome and super talented. If you want to check out more of the band, you can go to intheoryoriginal.com. There's all the information there. And I always appreciate your time, my friend.
Yeah,